Well, greetings to you again in Jesus' name, and may God truly be glorified in his people. And if you're not part of the Christian faith but are just a seeker, I want to encourage you to keep pressing in and seeking God with all of your heart. You will find God. Maybe everybody that's listening to these messages already has faith in God and has become a part of the body of Christ. I don't know, but there may be some that are out on the fringes that are seeking, and I just encourage you, keep seeking the Lord. And I'm going to, Lord willing, in this message, I would like to just read a portion of Scripture in the Old Testament about a man who was a mighty warrior for the Lord. And I'll explain some of that here in just a moment. But I believe that one tremendous opportunity that I have and all the brothers that share on this ministry here is that we have the Word of God, and it is so precious, and sometimes we forget. But we're reminded in the book of Romans, chapter 10, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So today I'd just like to read some things out of the Scripture, let God do the work that he wants to do, because his Word is powerful, and he does everything he wants to do just by his Word alone. He uses men to preach and to read and to encourage and to do all kinds of different things in the body of Christ, but it's his Word that gives us the power to live a life of faith in God, because God designed it that way. So I'd like to read in the book of Joshua, and I'm going to be in chapter 4, and just a very, very quick history. I'm sure you know and are familiar with the story of Moses. God raised up Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt and to move them into the promised land, the land of Canaan. There's a ton of history there, and there's no way we could go into that. But just, you can read through the Old Testament, you can read through and see how God had a specific plan for his people. He raised up Moses, and when Moses died, God commissioned Joshua, a young man, not so young anymore now, but he commissioned Joshua to take the place of Moses, and he wanted Joshua to continue the work that Moses started in the conquest of Canaan. Okay, it was a land that was seven nations stronger and greater than the Hebrews, and God was going to get them out of the land so that he could bring his people in. That's a real brief history. It's way deeper than that, but that'll get you an idea. And so, you know that Joshua took over in the command where Moses was, and there was a thing that God was getting ready to do through Joshua, and I'm going to just read here in chapter 4. We'll just pick it up here. Feel free, I encourage you to go back and read, start in Joshua 1 and just read. Look what God has done in a man that will have faith and confidence in God. Chapter 4, Joshua. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, saying, take ye 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Okay, so let me back up just a little bit here, in case you're not familiar with the story. Joshua was getting ready to go and take Jericho, it was in the land that God was giving to the children of Israel. Jericho was a fortified city, had a tremendous wall. They were very able to defend themselves. And anyways, God told Joshua exactly what to do. You're going to have to cross over the Jordan River to get to the land of Jericho there, the city of Jericho. And so Joshua did exactly what God told him to do. And they had a little bit of an experience like Moses did when the Red Sea parted. Now Joshua took the army of Israel. He took the priests along, and was all by God's bidding. God told them how to do this. And they went and they stepped into the Jordan, which the banks of the Jordan were full and overflowing at this time of harvest. The river was full. And when the priests got their ankles into the water, God parted the water. He stood the river up in a heap, and the children of Israel walked through on dry ground, just very similar to the Red Sea crossing, only on a smaller scale, but a miracle nonetheless. And this is what is happening here. Now God's telling Joshua, I want you to take one man from every tribe. There was 12 tribes of Israel. One man from every tribe, pick up a stone and carry it out of the riverbed. Take it over to where you're going to stay for the night and make a monument so that you'll remember what has been done for you this day. Verse 4 says, then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder. These aren't little rocks that you could carry in one hand. These are big stones. It's going to be a monument. He says you're going to take this stone and put it upon your shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? That ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priests in the presence of the people. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half-tribe, and half the tribe of Manasseh, passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then you shall let the children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. So, interesting little story here, and I know it's a little lengthy there, but this is the Word of God. And as God did back then, he wanted some monument reminders to be stood up in place to remind the children to come, in the days to come. Don't forget, this is what your God did for you. He is a mighty God, and he is to be feared forever and ever. And if you have that right in your heart, God will do great and mighty things. And I would just encourage you today, that is not only for the children of Israel. It's for all of us who believe. God is a mighty God. His word is powerful. And I encourage you, read up. Look and read what we have, this precious word of all the things that God did for his people. He's willing to do them for us today. We represent the body of Jesus Christ, and he has much to say about that. So I encourage you, go and dive into the word of God and let him fill you with all of his words, and with faith and understanding of he is a mighty God, able to save to the uttermost. He is the Lord God. And may God bless you as you think upon these things today.